Hello, and welcome to my podcast. This is episode 22 of The Way Up, Healing Wounds from Church Hurt. My name is Doug Vasey, and I'm an ordained minister and a graduate of a Christian seminary. My podcast is presented with the purpose of helping and bringing hope to people who have been wounded or traumatized from within a religious or church setting, known as church hurt. I've experienced this myself, and I know the experiences of others. In these podcasts, I offer discussions on what has helped me in my healing journey. I've learned that the primary source of healing comes from an amazing God who offers love, joy, and peace far beyond anything we can imagine. For this episode, I want to use the story of one of the most prominent men in the Old Testament as a reference. His name is Joseph, and his story is recorded in Genesis chapters 37 through 50. Joseph went through a lot of difficulties in his life, but God ended up using him for much good. Joseph was the 11th of 12 sons of Jacob, one of the patriarchs of the nation of God's chosen people. Jacob became known as Israel, which is also became the name of the nation. Joseph was seen as his favorite and was given a special coat of many colors by his father. Joseph's problems began when he was sold to some travelers by his jealous brothers. He was taken to Egypt, where he was sold as a slave to the captain of Pharaoh's guard named Potiphar. At first, Joseph found favor with Potiphar, but he was eventually falsely accused of sexual assault by Potiphar's wife and thrown into prison. While there, he found favor with a warden and was made responsible for all that was done there. After 2 years in prison, Joseph was referred to Pharaoh regarding a dream that none of the wise men of Egypt could interpret. God revealed to Joseph that the dream meant that there would be 7 years of great abundance, followed by 7 years of famine. So Pharaoh ended up putting him in charge of the whole land of Egypt. As a result, Egypt was able to properly prepare, and all the world came to Egypt to buy grain from Joseph because the famine was severe everywhere. We're told in Genesis 41:57. Among those who came to buy grain were 10 of Joseph's brothers, the same ones who had sold him into slavery. They came to Joseph, but did not recognize him. However, Joseph recognized them, which led to reconciliation with his brothers. So Joseph brought all of his family to live there because he knew there were still 5 years of the famine to come, and otherwise they would become destitute. Joseph saved his family, which led to the great growth of the nation of Israel. And this was after some tremendous trauma in his life. Betrayed by his brothers, sold into slavery in a distant land, falsely accused of a crime and thrown into prison, and forgotten in prison by one who had promised to help. But there was much good that occurred. It was summed up by Joseph's statement to his brothers in Genesis 50:20. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. When we are on the journey to heal from the wounds of church hurt, the story of Joseph can be very encouraging to us. To know that God can take an evil situation and use it for good. But it can also be misunderstood, as some may think that God was responsible for the evil, possibly as a punishment for sins that we may not know about. But that's not what was going on. Look at what the story tells about God's involvement in Joseph's life. The Lord protected him when his brothers wanted to kill him. The Lord was with him. He showed kindness. He granted favor. He gave success. He saved Joseph's family and reconciled all of them. God was constantly doing good. My wife and I learned something recently that changed a belief we had regarding our connection to the controlling, toxic organization we were a part of. Shortly after becoming involved with the organization, we planned on moving from where we were living. We had two choices: the city where the toxic group was based, or another major city. The major city offered a great job for my wife and some good opportunities for me. We had a check in hand for moving expenses and a housing deposit. And there were attractions there that we had enjoyed during a recent family vacation. While moving to the other city would mean no money to move on, needing to live with a member family of the group for at least a month, having to give up our dog, lesser job opportunities, and many unknowns. And yet, we chose the home city of the group, believing we were doing it for God. Looking back, we now see that God was at work to keep us from moving there and being in the midst of what would lead to our trauma. So after realizing that many of our wounds came about because of some poor choices on our part, such as choosing to move to where the group was based, ignoring red flags that indicated something was wrong, explaining away instances of lying and hypocrisy and double standards, and still remaining there for 10 years. Those poor choices made us vulnerable to trauma and blurred our decision making. And yet, I believe that we are in the same situation as Joseph. God has been with us. He has protected us and given us favor and protected for our family. What others meant for evil, God has used for good. So, how does God use our church hurt wounds for good? I like the way that Ryan Miller states it in a reel. What if God actually can take your deepest pain points, your deepest brokenness, and say, "Now, because of that thing, I'm going to use you in a way that I can't use other people, because they don't get it in the same way that you get it. They don't understand what it's like to experience that pain, and so they can't actually empathize with that person struggling because of that." What if God was telling the truth the whole time? That He sympathizes with all of our weaknesses and with those who are broken. Why? Because he has come to bind up the brokenhearted. And if you don't understand brokenheartedness, you can't get it. So what if all of it was a blessing? This is exactly what I feel regarding my wounds as they have healed. My brokenheartedness has helped encourage others who are hurting. This podcast is one result, along with some other things in which God is leading me. It can be exciting to consider how much good God can do. Paul wrote about it in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. So I want to encourage that may you be comforted by God, who loves you deeply, and may you be prepared to be used for the same thing for others. Thank you for joining me on this podcast, and invite you to please join me again for the next one.